Welcome back to another edition of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. And today, we have a very special guest. And by special, one of our very own coaches in the Cincinnati area, Coach Crook. What's going on, man?
What you having me, brother?
Yes, well, of course, of course. So, first and foremost, how you been, man?
I've been good, bro. Been good. Just had a newborn, another baby girl. So, you know, back to that dad life. I got four daughters, so, you know. It's a grind every day for me.
Right. Okay. I wanted to bring you up here, man, for a few reasons. The respect, the flowers. I always looked up to you. And what you're doing now, I believe, is amazing. Leading the youth, whether it be to get to the next level, the collegiate level, or just every day installing discipline and structure in them. I wanted to publicly give you your flowers, man, and salute you. I feel like it's amazing what you're out here doing.
Oh, man, so. I appreciate it, man. I do it every day, bro. I teach elementary kids, so I go from elementary kids all the way to high school on a daily basis, so it's good. You know, I love it. I've been doing this for about 10, 11 years now, so I enjoy it.
So when you say the elementary, what grade?
Kindergarten through sixth grade.
Okay. What you teaching? They got you teaching in particular?
Gym. For sure.
Get loud in there with
you. Yeah. I stay in a little bit of shape. You play some dodgeball scoops with them.
It's live, though, man. It's just having little sons or kids in general coming up. It's live because, you know, you got to have a certain bounce about you to be able to control that. And kids get crazy.
They're off the chain now.
They look at you more than just a teacher, though. You know what I mean? What you're doing is kind of. All of them don't got the discipline our kids got or the structure. So that's another thing I want to salute you on, man.
I appreciate it.
Oh, for sure. So before we get going, just to dive back into the high school career. 3-year letterman. I'm talking about 90 to 100 tackle-type seasons.
Yep.
Linebacker. Put you a few other spots, I guess, wherever they seem fit.
Nah, man, the inside linebacker. That's it.
He was a dog, big games. Collegiate career as well. But on the high school side, I wanted to ask you a few things. So what moments do you remember from your high school career with you as a player?
I have to go back. I mean, it's got to be my senior year when we won the GCO League Championship 7-0. It was a rainy game. You probably remember because you was on the sideline.
Chilling.
You remember that game. It was pretty rainy. It was a mud bowl. We was playing altar. Ooh. They stuck the sword in the field. You remember that? So, you know, it was kind of personal.
In the locker room.
Yeah. I wasn't really that guy, that rah-rah guy, but I kind of, you know, I was kind of disrespected. So I had to let our guys know, like, we had to go out there and take care of business. So we did that. And that was probably one of the things I can remember off the top of my head that was just, you know, just one of the great moments in high school.
Yeah, I remember being on the sideline with my animal crackers, just like, the sword in the really just. But I remember that locker room. We over there hyping it as the young boys. Oh, they just did that. Hoping we don't get in the game. But, man, I remember that game like yesterday. The Indian Hill game.
Oh, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a couple games I enjoyed watching. The Chaminade, yeah, that battle y'all had with them. It was LeBron's team.
St. Vincent, St. Mary.
Traveled up there.
We went all the way up there.
Yeah, bro, jersey in the field.
Yeah, man. That wasn't one of the best moments. That's a long bus ride back to Cincinnati.
But hold on. Y'all really put Roger Bacon on the map, for real. And they go unnoticed. I feel, you know, they might have had their runs back in the day, but I'm saying that talent y'all had in y'all class, you got a couple people. A long list of people, I feel, from Division 1, Division 2.
Yeah, we had some dogs. We had some dogs on that team. You know, you had Demetrius Toombs. You had Jake Buren, Dave Stevens, who played ball with me in college.
Catching Erie. I remember when he broke his leg.
Yeah, that was nasty. And, Kurt Rocco, the quarterback, you know, he was nice, man. So we had some good ball players, man, I kind of think we underachieved a little bit, but, you know, I ain't going to dive too much into that.
y'all put the following classes on the map, though. Like, I feel like the recruiters or whatever came in was a lot. Like, the foundation was built off y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's that. Then you went to Central State and played ball. I want to know, what's the most memorable experience you got from that tenure?
Man, I mean, it happened fast for me there because I started as a true freshman. So, you know, I came in and it was almost like, you know, I wasn't penciled in as a starter, but I had to work for everything that I got. I didn't start out as a starter. And, you know, I kind of got, I don't know if I told you this, but I got hemmed up with some eligibility stuff my freshman year. I had to miss like the first two games. But once I came back, you know, it was just like play special teams. And then I got my opportunity when somebody got hurt. And, you know, that was it after that. I ain't come back out after that. So
I remember coming out of Roger Break, and I'm following you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Being up there, going to the practice, just watching. Like, definitely was a dog, man. Had to dive into that first. Shifting gears just a little bit. All right. The coaching career started in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So I started out, you know, from the bottom. I mean, not from the bottom, but I started out as a junior high coach, you know, and I just kind of worked my way up. I started out at Hughes High School, the junior high head coach. It was me, my boy Coach Berger, who was with me throughout my coaching, who's been with me throughout my coaching career. And his brother was a volunteer on that team, and it was just us three. And we had probably about 30 kids, and, you know, we had a pretty good season. I think we only lost two games. So we had a pretty good season that year. And it was fun, man. It was fun. It was a culture shock for some of the kids because I'm kind of rough. I can be, you know, kind of tough on them. So it was kind of a culture shock for them. But once they got used to it, they hit the ground running.
So by rough, you mean on the discipline side, like as far as yelling at them? Because I noticed, like, now it's considered, when we used to get how the coaches used to talk to us, I understand now.
Yeah.
It ain't the same type of.
Yeah, I hold them to a certain standard, and that's the standard. And you know, once they understand what it is, they get it, you know. But it can be rough in the beginning.
Right. Okay. So what influenced you to get into coaching overall? Not just high school, but what, after being an athlete, what made you all the way want to commit to coaching?
Man, to be honest with you, like, I didn't want to coach. Like, you know, I had to shout my boy out, Ty Cass. He was really the person that really pushed me to coach, you know, because I had, at the time, I had a daughter. So, you know, I was just trying to provide for her, you know, and so I really wasn't focused on coaching. I was just teaching. I was, you know, just focused on taking care of my daughter or whatnot. So, he just kind of pushed me to do it. So I just ended up reaching out to the head coach that was at Hughes at the time. And you know, I interviewed with him and he offered me the job. And that's how I kind of got started.
And the rest was history.
The rest was history. Yeah, man.
Okay.
So that first year too, man, that was a hell of an experience because the same guy, Ty Cass, that I spoke about, he actually helped me get on at Aiken High School as a freshman basketball coach. And with that, I was a varsity assistant. And that varsity team went to the state Final Four that year out of Aiken High School. So that was we had some ballers on that team. So that was like an experience, man, that, you know, you can't really – everybody don't get as a coach, you know, to be able to make it to the state Final Four. That's the Final Four teams in the state, so in your division. So that was a blessing to be a part of that.
And from that, you just took that, and the rest was just history.
Yeah, man. The next year, I moved up to varsity at Hughes High School, and I was the defensive coordinator and assistant head coach. We didn't do too well. We had a lot of young guys playing. I think we went like 2-8. Had a lot of freshmen playing. So a lot of the guys that I had on that junior high team, they were playing as freshmen on varsity. So, you know, we took our lumps that year, and then literally after that season, man, I got a call from one of my boys. They needed a position, a linebacker coach at Princeton High School. And it was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So I went there and spent 4 years there. And that was great.
So the transition to Princeton, those 4 years, you felt built what's going on now in Mount Healthy? Like, you feel like you needed those 4 years to get to the level that you got to?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I needed them 4 years. Them 4 years was probably the most important 4 years of my coaching career. You know, our head coach is Mike Daniels, who was a Princeton legend.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah, he played quarterback. He was our head coach. You know, he had college coaching experience or whatnot. So he kind of laid out the blueprint on what really what high school is, what high school is now, as far as the recruiting and the Twitter and everything. Yeah. Like, we was doing that back then. So that's kind of like, I took that blueprint and like, it was the game. So, you know, I learned a lot from him, you know, and the guys that I coached with when I was there. So that was a hell of an experience for me to be able to be there. Coach a lot of Division I talent. Coach guys just going to the NFL. So, I mean, you can't beat that. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's major.
Yeah.
It's something you can't duplicate either. Like, so I wanted to get into, like, so from the guys that you remember, right? So from your tenure so far, is it a player or maybe players, not to be just in, you know, specific, that you'll always remember, meaning they stand out rather, not just talent, moments. Is it a player or a certain moment, maybe a group of guys that you will always remember?
I could sit on here for probably an hour and tell you about kids that in moments, you know, I've coached a lot of good talent. Like, I coached a lot of guys who have made it. I coached guys that nobody probably knows about because, you know, they maybe didn't play after high school. You know, they were some good ball players, you know. Some guys don't always get the opportunity to play at the next level, unfortunately. But, you know, I could probably, like I said, I could talk to you for hours about guys in moments. And, you know, I've coached some big time guys. Like, I got a kid that's at, he's at Wisconsin now, Jaheim Thomas. I mean, he'll probably come out in the draft next year. He was a leading tackler in the SEC last year for Arkansas. And that's a kid that I coached from the time he was a baby as a sophomore.
Man, that's amazing.
Picking him up every day. I mean, I got kids. I mean, you can talk Tyler Long.
It's the moments, though.
Yeah, Tyler Long from Hughes. I mean, I got guys that I could, you know, talk about, you know. But, you know, so I don't really want to single too many guys out like that. But
So how long are you planning to stay in coaching?
Man, I don't know, man. You know, just try to live and try to figure out what my next move, you know. Eventually, you know, I would like to be on a college level, but, you know, it just kind of depends. I can't really be a grad assistant. I got four kids, so, you know, that's kind of tough to be a grad assistant at 35. But, you know, I think an opportunity, it'll come in the near future that, you know, I think it'll be good for me, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man, we got faith in you, man.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Just to kind of swing gears a little bit again, what's your take on the NIL situation?
Do
you think it's something that should have been going on? Do you feel like it's wrong? Is it right? You know, I mean, being a coach, like,
what's the wild, wild west? So it's really about who got the most money.
Right.
Like, you know, kids are, you know, going on visits and they're asking, how much money can you give me? Versus, is this a good place for me to be? You know, so it's the wild, wild west, man. I definitely believe college players need to be paid. They generate a lot of money for these universities, and they definitely should be compensated for it. But the way it's structured now, it's the wild, wild west. So I feel like they can do something a little different to kind of, you know,
put some structure to it.
And I think they will eventually. But I definitely believe the players need to be paid for sure.
All right, I just had to hear from somebody. I've been arguing with people about this. I'm for it. You know what I mean? It's because I heard, like, perspectives of athletes. Like, you know, obviously we see things like they get paid off of them. Mm-hmm. They should be compensated in a little check they might get. I don't think that's worthy.
Nah, it's not. It's not enough.
It's almost disrespectful.
But yeah, it is.
I got a problem, I guess, when I hear people say, like, oh, they, just because they want some money, they don't care about the game. I guess that could be true in senses, but shoot.
Yeah.
When you're aware of what's been going on in the past, what you supposed to do?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, a kid going to try to take care of his family or whatever he can do.
Probably,
you know, some
situations.
I mean, some kids need it. I mean, I know some kids is probably going to go. They're going to be making more money than I make as a freshman in college because of NIL, you know, and it's going to be good for, you know, them and their families. So, you know, in that sense, it's a great thing because, you know, people can, you know, help their families out. So,
cool. So Mount Healthy Owls.
Yeah.
Tell me what to look out for this upcoming season. Who y'all open with?
West Claremont.
Is it Heat? Where is that? Home game or
Chillin? It's at Mount Healthy.
It's
at Mount Healthy, man. I mean, we got some ball players, man. Our quarterback is really good. Elite 11 guy. So he's good. We got a running back that's going to be solid for us. I have some defense. I'm the defense coordinator, so I have some dudes. I mean,
dogs over there.
Yeah, I got a kid that's going to Wisconsin already committed.
What position?
He's a safety. He plays safety for us, but he can play corner. I mean, he's a guy that can play anywhere in the secondary. He's a good ball player. He's a real good ball player. We got another my free safety. He's a long, lanky kid and gets sideline to sideline. I think he had about 6 interceptions. His name is Charles Turnage. He had about 6 interceptions this season. First year starter. Played half the year with a broken wrist or something. Like, he had a big cast on, still had 6 interceptions.
Oh, 6 picks.
And then I got to speak on my linebacker, Rayshon Cotton. I mean, this kid is a dog. And when I say dog, a dog. I've coached some good linebackers, and he's up there.
What class is he?
He'll be a senior this upcoming year, 2025. He's a ball player. He's a ball player for sure. And I mean, he's just a nasty, nasty kid.
I mean, he's comparing to Ray Lewis.
Yeah, man, that kid. I mean, Patrick Queen. You talk about now. I mean, kids know. So Patrick Queen. You know what I'm saying? He ain't tall. He's probably about 5'10". Patrick Queen, same size. You know. The kid a headhunter. You know, that's what I like. So, he's a good ball player. You know, I got a DN, Ty Watkins, who's picking up a bunch of offers. Big 6'6" kid. Plays DN. I mean, we got some ball players, man. I got a few more kids, and then, you know, we got some young guys coming up. So we'll see, man. We should have a pretty good season. We did pretty well last year. We should be able to carry that on.
Now, I told Terrell the same thing now. Make sure I'm at the games now. I don't need to be on the field. I'm trying to come to the games now.
Look, man. I ain't the head coach, so I can only put in the word for you.
The word in, I'm gonna make my little deposit. I'm just trying to be down there supporting. Nike. Y'all sponsored by Nike? Or I made that?
What was the jersey thing I said going on? Yeah, we got Nike jersey, and I don't know.
But ain't necessarily sponsored.
I don't know if it's sponsored.
I see what's going on.
When I think sponsored, that means you get the workout shoes.
You get all that.
That's enough. You got the
jersey.
You got to pay for that.
Yeah,
for sure. That's because they ain't paying for that Nike. I feel them.
So, you know the players you said to watch out for. What's the teams, okay, in the conference? Who y'all worried about?
Or is it going to be a conference?
Y'all going to skate by this year? What's going on?
We didn't skate by last year because we didn't win. So, Harrison, definitely. I mean, our league is kind of it's not many teams in our league anymore. It's a 4-team league. It's us, Northwest, Harrison, and Talawanda. So Harrison beat us last year. They beat us pretty bad, ran the ball down our throat. So that's the team we really
watching out for.
Yep.
We need to be at them games, man.
Yeah, they solid, man. They got a pretty good running back. Nice size kid. He run the ball hard. So, he back. So we got to make sure we stop him.
Sound crazy because, like, some of the teams is balling now. It's like when we was back then, we like,
It's a lot of that. I had to get used to it.
One thing I wanted to ask you, too. So, being an African American coach, right? We know that's a thing. We don't see it often. I guess it's starting to become more popularized.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to know. I know it comes with pros and cons, not to get too deep in detail. But can you just give me a couple pros of it? Like, because, you know, there's a lot of people that want to become a coach that's looking to it.
I mean, I don't know the percentage, but think about the percentage of African-Americans in the NFL, you know. So you look at that and you could say that why is it important for African Americans to coach, African American males and females to coach? Because I mean, they look like us. So it's good because we can relate to them. I'm not saying that any other race can't, but, you know, it's easier to relate to somebody that looks like you, right? For sure. So I think that's why I think it's important.
On the flip side, what about a few cons? Like, what's the disadvantage? So I know people probably look, if you're in the room, sometimes you might be the only one. But yeah. One of a few.
Yeah.
It's a couple cons you done personally dealt with.
Yeah, I've been in, when I was a head coach at Warner Hills, you know, you go to the league meeting with all the head coaches, the football head coaches, and I'm the only guy. So, of my race. So, you know how to wiggle in them type of rooms. So it's not really an issue to me. It doesn't bother me. But it's important that I think we have more African American coaches, and, you know, guys that really kind of take it serious. High school coaching is a big game, especially in Ohio. I mean, we're one of the top high school football states in the country. I mean, we're probably number four, number five. So, I mean, we're top in the country as far as high school football. So, I mean, when you talk about coaching high school football in Ohio, I think you got to take it serious. You got to do the things to win, because you will get out coached. For sure.
That's why I think it's so important to give you flowers, man. Again, what you're doing is amazing. To be an African-American coach, sending kids to college, disciplining them, giving them structure. For me, that's amazing. To talk to you is amazing. Congratulations on all your successes so far. Hope this is a successful season coming up. I appreciate you coming up, man. The Same Man Sports Talk Show.
Appreciate you, bro.
My guy.
Yes, sir.
We will be in attendance at them games this year. Make sure you get the tickets.
Pull up. And don't cut before you talk about it. We ain't talk about nothing about our experience at Bacon.
Oh, yeah. Roger Bacon?
Yeah.
Okay. Where we going?
Well, let me ask you this. What's your...
My take?
Yeah. What's your most memorable time when I was with you?
When you was playing? Or yeah. Just me and Jim? All right.
When I was with you, when you was playing. Because you got some opportunities when I was out there with you.
Mental healthy, for sure. I'll tell you why. I was afraid, right? They said this one dude just got out of jail. All right. He back in the game somehow. Right? I'm on the sideline with my animal crackers. Magical stuff start happening. Demetrius get hurt. I think Carly backing him up. He go down. My name get caught. Remember I fumbled. Oh, Lord. Big dude running after me. So I remember y'all was teasing me and shit. But you was the one that for real was like, it's going to be a hype. So I think,
come on, bro. It's your time. Let's go.
I remember. You was, yeah, you feel me? You was the only one.
Like you scared. Like, you'll be scared. It's over now. Let's go.
Then in college, I don't know. You just always show me love. Like, you know, I'm a freshman. I'm living on campus. You let me stay in the crib. You just always had the right game for me. That's what I feel.
Definitely.
This first episode, just this in general, important. Outside of you being the coach making the waves you making, somebody I respect, so you always look down for me, so I got to talk to, bro. It's bigger than just this, you know what I mean?
Most definitely, bro. Man, I appreciate you, man. You're doing big things, bro. You know, keep doing you, man.
Oh, you was the first motherfucker that showed me the wang with the whip.
Oh, man, don't even get me started on that. The reels.
So I just used to sit back like, damn, this is what I'm learning from. So I appreciate you, man. It's bigger than football, man.
Yeah, most definitely, bro.
Appreciate you again coming up.
I appreciate you. Thanks, bro. Yes, sir.